This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pachenko's with us. We're talking about appliances, 5-Minute University in class. Just as a heads up, if you thought we had supply chain problems before, Yellow Freight just shut down, as you heard in the top of the hour news. And it's a 99-year-old company. They received a $700 million bailout, and they still file for bankruptcy. It looks like, to me, it's a case of gross mismanagement. That's what it looks like to me. A 99-year-old company, 12,000 big rigs, 30,000-plus employees, and it went bankrupt. So what I'm saying is I think we're going to see that the supply chain is going to break even more starting right now because they just ceased operations. It had been reported that they were in trouble for weeks, and the unions, I don't know what happened to the pension funds. I don't know if the company squandered the pension funds. I don't know. But there are a lot of angry people, there are a lot of unemployed people, and 12,000 rigs are sitting doing nothing right now. Mm. Unbelievable.
Sad.
But very, very sad. And so, Frank, compressors. What are your recommendations when one buys a compressor?
I think we should clarify that working in a compressor for our students, in general, I'm sure there are students that listen to us who are quite capable of doing, and one of them being you. But it is one of the hardest jobs in our appliance industry. It's like really changing a heart, as we say. It's a good 3 to 4 hour job by the time you start and so on and so forth. But we can continue on with the theory. Compressors come in different sizes for different size fridges. It's very important, and hope that you can see in the old compressor, and if you can't, you should do this right now before buying your new compressor, is the current rating and the horsepower of the compressor. Obviously, the horsepower goes along with the physical size of the compressor, and many a times when I'm looking for a second-hand compressor, I go by the physical size, then go look at the current rating of that compressor. And a very important one is what we call lock rotor amps. So my suggestion to you is before your compressor totally kicks out on you, try to get those readings from them. I don't know if you've got them or not. Like the physical, obviously, is just if you've been looking at it. But the run current, is it like 3, 4? Because you don't want to get anything smaller than that, because then it will just give you problems.
Yeah, and what's your the locked rotor amps? That's a really good measurement.
It is.
Class, if you want to know if your compressor has failed internally, that's the number. That's and would you tell us, Frank? Would you please tell us what that means? And it says it right on the label of the compressor, like the current that and current is in amperes and volts times watts. Is what we're talking about. And what actually is the running current, and how does that relate to the locked rotor amp current, and what does it mean?
Well, basically, a locked rotor amp is very much similar to what we call start amps. Any motor, when you first put it on, it takes a very high current flow, And as the compressor starts going around, it produces what we call counter EMF, which slows down the current going through the windings to what we call the run amps. But basically, it's a compressor trying to start, but it's locked. It's locked rotor amps. And that current that you see will tell you, as Vince has said, how good your motor is. Because if there's a short inside that motor, your locked rotor amps will not be what it's rated on the compressor. And then, of course, if you're buying a compressor with a different locked rotor amps, then the size, the strength of that motor will not be the same. So it's a kind of an interesting little concept of locked rotor amps. We do it all the time when we're sizing up motors for almost anything, furnaces, compressors for sure, and things like that. So I don't know if you can add a little more to that.
Knowledge. But all right, so Let's say I have a freezer and it says right on the label 1/5 horsepower, 1/5.
Yeah.
And I look around and I go to the internet, eBay, for example, and I find an Embraco, E-M-B-R-A-C-O,
Embraco, yeah,
compressor, and it looks like it might work. It's got the right number of fittings, it's got the right plumbing, everything looks good, but it's 1/4 horsepower. So 1/4 horsepower is more than 1/5 horsepower. Is that something that we could use, or is that not something we should do?
Yes, you can. Obviously, all the beautiful questions. I wish my students, when I was teaching, would have questions like that, Vince.
Well, how many students did you have that were 71 years old, right?
You know, just an aside here, I don't know if you know, but being an appliance technician, I learned it's like your first career in life. And I was not far from that. I was a bookkeeper. I worked in the bank like you did. And I did all sorts of interesting things. And then one day, I decided I want to be an appliance technician. So the point I'm trying to make is, there were students that were around the 30, 40 mark. Now, students in general are like 18, 19. And it was total joy working with these people because it was their career and they were right into it. Now, there were some that were, you know, just there for the kind of the fun of it, but most of them, and I'm so proud to say that so many of my students today, I still talk to them and have great appliance businesses around Canada. So, but going back to your compressor, yeah, see, a system on a fridge is designed with a certain amount of tubing and so on and so forth, and manufacturers have decided with the refrigerant that we use that this is the strength of compressor that one needs to make that refrigerant go around the system without major problems. The concept that you're saying, now I'm going to put a 1/4 horsepower compressor. Well, that's going to be a bit bigger compressor than your 1/5. So it's going to pump that much more refrigerant through it than the system is designed for. So what you have to start tricking the system. And tricking the system is then you have to start working with volume of refrigerant in the system. So you're no longer going to run the system at a certain amount of back pressure. You're going to run it even lower to compensate for that higher compressor. So, I may be going overboard here with theory, but when I do a compressor that I can get just the right size, I start using my evaporator to help me decide how much refrigerant it's in. And this is a very interesting, we call it the spit test in the industry. Literally, we put a little spit in our finger and we go down the evaporator coil and wherever our spit sticks, that's where the refrigerant is. And we just simply go down the line until, oh, the evaporator is now full of refrigerant. That's it. I cut my refrigerant back. So it becomes very theoretically, but it can be done. But if I had to and I could, the right compressor would be what I would aim for.
Okay, and when you replace a compressor, a lot of times they come with oil in them, the mm-hmm. mineral oil or the synthetic, you know, oil. Do you pour that out and then refill with the listed appropriate amount, or do you just leave the oil in the compressor?
It's
the
new second compressor. End compressor for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. but second end compressor, because that oil's been there and God knows where. Then one of the greatest enemies of refrigerant is moisture. And if that compressor has been sitting on the shop because for like eBay, obviously they would have taken out of a system and have it there for sale, then yeah. And it's not that hard to change it. There is in compressors for the class, there is what we call a processing tube, which is a tube that you actually do things for the compressor. That's where you put your gauges and so on and so forth. And that tube goes right into the main frame of the compressor. Just put that compressor over, remove the old oil, take a measurement of the oil that you're taking, very much like other things. And if it's a cup of oil that came out, put a cup of oil that's going in. But I guess.
Yeah, and so when you replace a compressor in a refrigerator or a freezer or a chest freezer, do you always replace the filter receiver dryer?
Vince, you're amazing. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because for the class, as I said before, the greatest enemy of refrigeration and the lines, like the copper lines, the lines that very much like our veins, like I said, our body system that carries refrigerant, moisture is one of the greatest problems. And moisture, which is somewhat water, can cause you many problems because water freezes at 32. Refrigerants can go down minus the sun. So therefore, if there's any moisture left in the system, you can literally plug up what we call the capillary line, which is a very small line that decides this is the high side from the low side. And so therefore, for that not to happen, because, you know, 3 hours doing a job and then you put it on and, oh, no, it's not working. What am I going to do? So therefore, it's always recommended that you put a filter dryer, which has little chemicals inside, which absorb that moisture. If perchance you don't and you can't get it, the next best thing to do is to actually heat that filter dryer so that you can remove any of the moisture that the chemical, I think the name that I can't remember off the top of my head that's inside it. But obviously the best is to remove that filter dryer. And my next thing is buy one that has what we call a processing stem on it, so that for whatever reason, air conditions, no problem. There's always two ports, and you can always check the high side and low side. Refrigeration system, well, first of all, they have no ports because it's supposed to be a complete sealed system. But when you start working on the system, then you will have a low side port, and it's always nice to have high side port when the filter. So when you're buying one, spend that extra $2 and get the one with the processing valve and the filter dryer.
Yeah, what he's talking about is a Schrader valve with a cap.
A Schrader valve with a cap.
Yeah. On top of the tube. What a great idea.
It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, I don't think it's ever been said on a radio broadcast, class, that the way you can reuse an air conditioning filter receiver dryer is by heating it up. I don't think anyone has ever said that on the air before. So what a great piece of information. And what we're talking about is this little copper tube that has a bulge in it. So it starts out maybe 3/16 of an inch, and then it gets larger, like almost a half an inch in diameter, and then it gets back smaller. And has a little service valve with a brass cap on it. That's what we're talking about. And so, Frank, when you heat one of those up, I assume it's a gentle flame with, let's say, a propane torch. Is that what we're talking about?
A very gentle flame with a propane torch or the torch again, and with a vacuum pump on. Okay, mm-hmm. So that it can, the vacuum, which is one of the components that you need to do refrigeration seal systems, will just keep pushing that moisture away from the refrigeration. So it's not just heating it up. And I'm mm-hmm. sure, well, you know what a vacuum pump, and I'm sure you have one.
Sure. Frank, Kathy in Ohio, who does dehydration of vegetables and canning and vacuum packing. She literally has a Mighty Vac. It's a hand brake. She has a brake bleeder that she uses, the same one we use in our automotive shop. She evacuates jars for canning. So, yes.
You know, I've never thought of using my vacuum for that, but I'm going to tell my wife today. Say, there's another secret from Kathy. I tell my wife all Kathy's secrets.
Okay, here's another one.
What a lovely lady, too. Oh, man, I wish I could meet all of you. It's so nice that we're doing what we're doing. Like you said, I'm here for free. I've had so much experience, but it delights me so much in giving this knowledge out to hopefully help someone save money. Now, I think today we're getting a little bit too theoretical for what the common student can do, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'm invited again, which you told me every Monday around this time.
Every Monday.
Then I have lots to say and lots of money to save.
Yeah. You know, Frank, it's fascinating that you said it'd be great to get together, because I was thinking this morning specifically about you, and I was thinking, you know what? It would be great if we could have that USA Prepares instructors and students, you know, barbecue here at the farm. Where, you know, I've never met Kathy. I've never met Kyle, Sharon.
Yeah.
Of course, I've met Rich. I've never met Greg. And Sergey, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met Gwyneth. But it'd be quite a trek for Gwyneth because she's in Australia. But wouldn't that be a neat thing? So maybe we'll have one.
Well,
I wanted to mention something that I think is quite important. When I was learning refrigeration back in the late 1960s, there was a guy who was teaching me at an automotive service station.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what you do is you take a propane torch and you take this kind of a burner with a tube on it, and there's a Venturi effect. And when you're looking for leaks, you can have this tube around a pressurized refrigeration system, and when the blue flame turns green, you have your leak. And he said, but don't breathe it. But don't breathe it. Now, here's why. Because when you burn a refrigerant, like Freon 12 or Freon 22, it forms phosgene gas, which was the chemical that was used in World War I to kill the enemy.
Oh, Vince, you're too much. I have two of
those. That's true.
I haven't used them for donkeys of ages.
Right, right. I've got one that's new in the box.
I was cleaning up and I saw and said, oh my God, I remember the days when that's exactly what we did. And we, but, you know, in today's technology, there's so many better things. The fluorescent dyes that you can put into a system, which you can easy spot a leak in a system is by far. And then there's, of course, electronic leak detectors and so on and so forth. My favorite
and
one...
And then there's soap bubbles, right?
Yeah.
And then there's soap
and
bubbles for a pressurized system.
I'll tell you when we come back.
Yeah.
Okay?
So, class... Now this applies to chest freezers. It applies to stand-up freezer refrigerators, freezers that are stand-up, automotive refrigeration, leak detection. And it seems that they all leak. Every single refrigeration system I've ever seen has leaked at one time.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. That blistering heat wave isn't going away as record-setting temperatures move through the South. More than 100 million Americans under heat alerts over the weekend. A federal judge dismissing former President Trump's $475 million defamation lawsuit against CNN. The recent ruling concluded the network's statements were opinion. Bronson. Anchorage, Alaska's Mayor Dave Bronson said he wants to send homeless people in his city to L.A. He said last week buying a plane ticket to L.A. would be cheaper than housing them. He also said the warmer climate would be better for homeless people, as this last year one of the deadliest years in Anchorage for homeless people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, class, back in the 1960s, even 50s, 1950s, maybe even before that, when you went to a service station, you know, two pumps for gas and two service bays, if you had a flat tire, they would take the wheel off and put it in a rounded tub of water. And they put the tire in there with the wheel, and they kind of rotate it slowly and look for bubbles. That's how you found out where the leak was, and then you could fix the leak. And it's hard to do that with a refrigerator. Put it in the refrigerator. But what we can do is use a soap solution or detergent solution. Frank, that's one way. And please tell us that and the dye method and the ultraviolet light and, you know, all the rest of it, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's funny that you say that. With air conditioners in the olden days, we actually used to take the control because they were expensive. Now you can buy an air, I'm talking about portable air conditioners for $90, but in the olden days, they used to be over $1,000 for a window compressor. We call them the shakers. And many a times we needed to find the leak. And a number of times we would take all the electric controls, motor out, and actually dump it into and trying to find. I guess we got that back from the automotive industry. I mean, there's a lot of electronic leak detectors that work reasonably well. The dye is one of the best ones in right now because you can add it to the refrigeration flow, and after a certain amount of time, the dye will show up on the leak. If you're lucky enough and the leak is not that big, the chemical that the dye is in will help, very much like, which you, I know you don't believe, but it is what it is, those inflating for tires where you put it in and it's supposed to seal it. Of course, they never do, but I have been lucky a couple of times, and it's one of the processes that we go through. But my one, the one that I love, that's why I was taught by an old man, is go and wash your hands, make sure they're nice and clean. Then use that finger and go through every point in pipe that has a joint. And then look at that little finger. And if it's just a little discoloration, I bet you that's where your leak is.
So when you say discoloration, are you talking about from the oil?
Yeah, from the oil. Yeah, your fingers are nice and clean and dry, and you go wherever you see a soldering joint, and you kind of touch it, and you kind of look at it, and say, oh, there's a little bit of color difference in my finger. Mm-hmm. Better look into that further. And so I mean, there's many ways of finding leaks, and obviously, it's you kind of have to know the theory, but I think what I need to say for the class, because we only have a few more minutes, that everybody can do this, okay? And it could save you megabucks. I don't know how many people listen to us, but I can see a lot of people going behind their fridges and doing things. When I thought, and for myself, one of the ways that you solve problems, repair problems, is to know how things work. So I'm going to recommend to our students in our class, if you have some time today or next weekend or whatever, go behind the fridge, see what a compressor looks like, feel the heat in that compressor, see, and that's now a working compressor, see the different tubes that are coming out of the compressor, how they feel. There's one very important tube that's called the discharge tube, and that tube should be very hot to your fingers. Now, why am I saying all this? Because one day when your fridge is not working, you go back there, you know what your compressor is supposed to feel like when it's working, reasonably hot. So if you go back there when your fridge is not working and that compressor is cold, that means there's some electric problem with the compressor. If your compressor is nice and warm and hot, but it's still not cooling, go to that other tube called the discharge tube, which is the small tube, and which you have known because you've gone before when it was working properly, and see if it's hot. If it's not hot, you have a leak. Now you have to make a big decision. The unfortunate thing is, in the olden days, all the condenser coils were all outside in the back, as we all know, eh? But in today's world, a lot of those condensing tubes are within the foam of the system, and almost unrepairable. You can't go and cut everything apart trying to find the leak. God knows where it is. So, and then you make a decision. Do I spend, $200 to get someone to come in here and do the whole this gimmick of putting in and then saying, oh, I'm so sorry, but you have a leak that I can't repair. Can I have $200? So I hope that will be of great help to our students to save money. Then you can make a logical decision where you want to go from there.
Kathy had that problem, and I believe that she was quoted either $600 or $900 to repair a leak.
Mm-hmm.
in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me, you know, my thought. This was before we had you on the air as an instructor. And I said that I really like the Whirlpool side-by-side, probably darn close to 20 years old, tried-and-true design, works and works and works. The gaskets on the doors work. So she was able to find one. It fit the space she had, and she loves it. So she went from an expensive three-door, you know, the latest in design that didn't last very long, that was impossible to fix, to a tried-and-true model. What are your thoughts about the construction of the brand-new ones versus, I'm talking about refrigeration now, refrigerator freezers, with the older Whirlpool design, the, let's say, the 22 cubic foot side by side, 21 cubic foot, something like that. What are your thoughts?
Well, many, many thoughts. I've taken, because of my curiosity, very much like you, I brought compressors, fridges to the shop and literally opened them up and went right to the foam to see where is this kind of thing. See, Vince, it's like everything else. They say that they can make a fridge for about maybe $50, no more than $100. And something similar can be made, said for cars. So, see, in the olden days, all those tubing were great copper tubes that went through the system and so on. So now you open up, you look into the back part inside the foam, and all those tubes are steel with copper coated. Now, here's what happens. They have to be bent and twisted to fit the perimeter of the fridge. So one little force, a little 90-degree bent, guess what happens to the external copper coat? It gives way. And then there is your leak. And so therefore, there are still, I'm glad you said Whirlpool, they're still one of my favorite companies to recommend for you get value for your money. I'm not saying that they don't, there's no problems with that, because you might get emails saying, well, I bought it in a Whirlpool, this and then, but it's giving. But I am saying, of all the brands out there, Whirlpool still makes something that I think is decent. And you get value for your money, let's put it this way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was looking at designs. We have an instructor, Charles, in Ohio. He's
Charles,
a patent researcher. He just loves to figure out how things were designed. And so over the years, I'd looked at compressor designs. And back in the 1930s and the 40s, the manufacturers that built the compressors, which are very similar to the designs that are used today, the standard piston compressor for a refrigerator or freezer, very similar. But what they did was they mechanically welded on fins that were like little radiators. And the idea was to cool the compressor. Well, heck, we don't need no stinking fins anymore. And obviously, it took too much work to put them on. But those compressors were probably good for 50 years. Because they ran cooler. So what I did was I bought some small fans, like 4 inches in diameter. And I mounted them on a chest freezer to see if I could drive down the temperature. I have a non-contact thermometer. The compressors like to, they're inside a little cabinet. There's little louvers, and they really don't, there's not a lot of air, there's no airflow, really, so to speak. And those compressors were really hot. With the simple addition of a small fan, using, let's say, 10 watts of electricity additionally, that's hooked up to the thermostat of the chest freezer, you can cool that compressor down to about 110 degrees.
Wow.
Which I think is substantial. What do you think?
Yes, very substantial. And, of course, by the fact that you've done that, you've also made sure that there was nothing around it, which is one of the greatest culprits of freezes in general. I mean, there's a couple of freezes, and maybe we can just go divert a little bit to that. What you did is, like I said to you, brilliant. I myself never thought of that. But see, sometimes when you're doing things, other things come up. The fact that you had to have this little fan inside that compressor compartment, you then had to make sure that that compartment was not being blocked by a side cabinet, which I see so much. All right, like there's a freezer between two cabinets. It makes lots of sense, but there's a compressor with the fins, and it's all blocked in there. So, yeah, great idea. Talking more about freezers and helping with saving energy, you know, as when you have a fridge, a fresh fruit fridge, you take a beverage and you say, wow, that's nice and cold. Or you take milk and you say, gee, it's not cold enough and it's sour. Very easily you can tell physically that that fridge, fresh fruit section of the fridge is working or not working properly. The problem with freezers is it's already frozen. And you never know if it's frozen beyond what it needs to be. Like a basic, and that's from food safety, a basic freezer should run around 0 degrees Fahrenheit. But you have no control, and it could be running at minus 10, and you are wasting quite a bit of energy trying to keep that freezer down to that cold temperature when you don't really need it. And it's such a saving. I mean, get it from Amazon. They're beautiful semi-commercial thermometers that actually tell you where that temperature should be in the freezer. Just put it in your freezer and take a look at it. You'd be totally, you could be very surprised and say, oh my, I'll just turn the thermostat a little bit higher. Now, I'm very complicated about thermostats and cold and hot, but just bring that temperature where it's riding, where the health department wants it to be, and you could save yourself money.
Yeah, there's a freezer that I bought, a chest freezer used, and the guy had, the previous owner had thermostat set for minus 20. That thing was working itself to death.
Yeah.
And I brought it up so that it's running at zero.
Wow.
Zero degrees.
There you go.
That's what Frank's saying.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Frank Pachenko's with us. He's in Canada. And Frank, I just wanted to mention a couple quick things. One is I was working on an outside air conditioning unit, and I need to replace the motor connected to the fan that pulled air across the condenser and up and out. And the motor failed, and I needed to keep the blade, the fan blade, in good condition. And it's easy to damage them and bend them if you're not careful. So I bought a tool. I just couldn't get the blade and hub off without damaging the motor or cutting the shaft of the motor and pressing it out with a hydraulic press. So I bought a fan blade puller, and it's a specialized tool, and I just want to let the class know, if you ever have to do this, you can buy that tool, and you could use some penetrating oil and a little bit of heat on the hub, and a fan blade puller would probably be a great way to pull that fan off the motor shaft. And do you have one of those that you've used, Frank? Did I lose Frank? Let's see what's going on here. Did I lose me? Am I still connected? Let's see what's going on here. Looks like I'm connected. Frank, are you there?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Have you ever used a fan blade puller?
Okay.
On a motor?
I have one. I actually have two. Mm-hmm. I mostly used to remove fan blades from furnaces. But here's a little trick for the class if they feel so inclined that they will need to change their condenser, and that's the motor outside. The first thing I do is obviously take that set screw on the side, which you're familiar with, that holds the fan blade to the shaft. Okay.
Yes, right.
Do some
right.
WD-40 or whatever it is that can do. I then knock the fan blade down very gently backward into the mortar. I then take a sandpaper, and I literally clean that shaft. Like you bring it back to life. You can see the shaft metal thing. And then gently pushing it up. And once you pass that point where the motor was there, it comes out so easy, you wouldn't believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly the way we did. But I didn't want to damage the bearings. I wanted to keep them because those motors are so darn expensive.
That's exactly the way
we did it. And actually, I took the motor apart so I could, without damaging the spring at the end of the motor bearing, I took it apart so we could just press it down and tap it with a hammer and a socket. That was one thing. I wanted to mention that, you know, if a person is a do-it-yourselfer and they're buying tools and they start out with these inexpensive tools like screwdrivers that are not ground tips, they're just stamped, they're going to have more problems. And so you don't see the professionals having quite so many problems because the tools they use are better quality, better designed for the job. So I wanted to mention that when you, you know, when you buy screwdrivers, whether it's Phillips or don't get the stamped ones, get the ones that are ground. And that was one thing. And let's see, solder. Do you use silver solder? Is that what you use when you're working on air conditioning, air refrigeration,
you're
plumbing?
You're killing me with all this knowledge. I do use silver solder. Mm-hmm. Don't know if you know, silver solder comes in two grades. There's the 15, then there's the 3 or 5. Mm-hmm. Forget about the 5. Mm-hmm. You really need to have a beautiful torch to work with that silver solder. 15 is then becomes with a proper propane torch. It becomes very much like soldering plumbing with soft solder, soft solder. Mm-hmm. So that's if anybody's out there and are mechanically inclined and want to do that kind of thing, that's the ones I recommend.
Okay. Kathy asked me a question months and months ago about a neighbor, and her neighbor had an air conditioning unit and wanted to put a screen over it to keep the leaves out. And I said, Kathy, and this is a fine mesh screen. And I said, Kathy, the problem with that is that at certain wind speeds, a screen becomes solid. It almost becomes like a wall that air can't get through. And I recommended not using a screen. Now, to protect it, you know, when it's not being used, that's one thing. But you got to remember to take that off, cover off.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts
yeah.
about putting a screen on?
Wow. Well, there's a whole section about air conditioning. Maybe next time we can talk about how to save money using them. There's so many tricks in the industry, so many tricks that I've learned, so many tricks that I use around my house that will. But you have to tune in next week because I see it's almost 12 o'clock. I don't know if you have anything else to say.
Yeah, well, you're going to be back with us. It looks like Mondays from now on.
Am I?
Excuse me?
Yeah,
is that right? You're good for Mondays?
I'm good for Mondays.
That sounds wonderful, Frank. Thank you for volunteering.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to the students that are listening to me.
Well, we have a very special group of students.
Yes, I know.
And
I used to be one of them.
Well, and I'm delighted that you are an instructor. And, you know, all of us are learning. Every single one of us is learning, the instructors as well as the students.
I tell you, I have a drawer of notes with the date of the shows and what I wanted to get. If I ever need to refer to it, I know the date, and Genesis Radio Main Light. It's unbelievable. I don't know if anybody's ever tried it out there, but it just works amazing.
Frank, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to being with you every Monday.
Okay. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.